Something about Mary, Totus Tuus.
Lord, do help me. My name is Maureen, and I'm originally from Uganda, and Catholic, born and bred Catholic, which I'm very, very proud of. You know, I really thank my mother, really, my grandmother too, for the faith they've given me. There's nothing better they could have given me as big as the Catholic faith. And our Blessed Mother is for me a mother. I've got a biological mother here on earth, but I have my Blessed Mother, and she's the most beautiful thing I have ever known and I will ever know. She is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, advocate of all graces. And what does that mean? That means quite a lot, you know. I go to our Blessed Mother every day, every moment of my life, you know, in the simplest, smallest things. I wake up in the morning and I say, good morning, Jesus, good morning. Good morning, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Good morning, Blessed Mother, sweet Blessed Mother. And I ask our Blessed Mother to guide me in my every moment, every breath that I take during the day, to do everything in her Son's will, you know, to follow her Son's path. Not that I do everything the way she wants me to do, and I grumble and I do all sorts of things, but then I come back and say, please, Mother, help me. You know I'm struggling. You know I am a sinner. You know that. You know, and you know me, because I am your child, Mother. You know, and that's what I feel. I just feel, you know, the only difference with my mother is she's my earthly mother. She biologically, you know, she's, you know, I touch her and all that, but that's the same feeling I've got with our Blessed Mother. You know, she is my mummy. You know, I don't know how else to describe. She's just my sweet Blessed Mother. And our Blessed Mother is the queen of the divine will. When I hear all the titles about our Blessed Mother, it's, oh good heavens, I just want to lie on the floor and adore this woman who is the mother of my God. At a certain point, actually now, every time I say Mother of God, I kind of, my mouth falls open, because I can't just believe somebody being a Mother of God. You know, she is a sweet Mother of God to me, and she guides me every single breath. You know, she's there. And I had a most beautiful dream. I'll probably end with this, but I had a most beautiful dream not very long ago. I was somewhere with friends, prayer group friends. I've got quite a lot of friends, and they're prayer group friends, and the thing that joins us together is our Blessed Mother is God, and we get together and we pray. But I was somewhere, and we were kind of in this confusion, and I say to them, I'm going to go the other side and get up the stairs. And there were two lots of stairs, and I chose the other kind of stairs, looked quite steep, and I said, no, I'm going to go this side. So I went this side, and there were the most steep stairs. They turned out not to be stairs, but it was just like a steep kind of thing that I had to get up. And there were copper belts literally just going across for me to hold on and climb this steep hill. It was really steep. It was like kind of climbing up a wall. That's what it was. And so the other side of the stairs, there were actual stairs, and then they turned out not to be stairs. And then the other side of the stairs were steel stairs, and people were coming down. Lots and lots of people were coming down. And then I had to go up, and I thought to myself, well, why did I come this side? I should have gone the other side. There were more, you know, better stairs to climb that side. You know, these are really steep. I can't make it. And there was a woman on top, putting on blue, and she kept saying to me, no, keep coming, keep coming. Hold there, keep coming. Said, you're making it, keep coming. And when I finally got to the top of this wall, it was really high and steep. And I got a flower I've never seen. You know, I've never seen that kind of flower. It looked like a corn, but it was yellow and had a bit of pansy-like kind of colours, pansy flower kind of colours, but it was a flower I'd never seen in my life. It was the most beautiful, and I just ran off with it, you know. So that our Blessed Mother is that flower for me. She's a rose I can never be able to describe, you know. She's my sweet mother, you know. I love my Blessed Mother. I love her so much, and I thank the Lord for the love he has given me to be able to love his mother and continue to love her, because without the grace of God, I cannot love our Blessed Mother, and I cannot love God too. So I just love the Lord for everything he has done and given me through our Blessed Mother. She's the advocate. She sits at the foot of the cross and cries all the time for us. She loves us so much. In Medjugorje, the little word that normally comes from there is, if you knew how much I loved you, you would cry for joy. That is our Blessed Mother. I cannot describe, I don't know, I don't have the right words to describe what our Blessed Mother is, but all I know, she's sweeter than honey.